Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? Good morning. Give me a second here. I'm pulling up some stuff here on my laptop. First, I'll go over news all over this. Damn United States of America, if you're a sports fan, we got Urban Meyer. 1 minute they jumped to... 1 minute they jumped to... Oh, well, he's enabling her. Or enabling the abuser. Well, here's the funny fact about it all, guys, is that her and her lawyer decided to come forward and do interviews when she found out she was going to lose her meal ticket, which was his coaching salary at Ohio State University. Meanwhile, while they were divorced and she was getting a check every month, everything was fine. But now what she's trying to do is go after Ohio State because she said nobody from the university called me. Let me tell y'all something real quick. If my wife is a principal at a school and she gets fired by the school district because me and her have a dispute or something like that, it's not the superintendent's job to call me and see how I'm doing. It's not the superintendent's job to compensate me. That's absolutely batshit crazy. If she didn't care so much, and here's another thing when I saw the interview, and I'm sorry for cursing, guys. Here's another thing I saw when I seen the interview. She goes and she says, well, nobody's going to take my children away from me. That's my everything. No, your children is your bargaining tool. Because, you know, if you didn't have any children by him, you wouldn't be able to pull this crap off. You wouldn't want all this money. But you are saying they're enabling an abuser. They're also enabling you to have a great lifestyle because all the money you have comes from his coaching salary. So, to me, it's just a witch hunt. It's about money. And I seriously hope Ohio State says, we don't owe you a dime. You're not one of our employees. This has something between you and the police. And you and Zach, he can go get a regular job and y'all can work it out. Because that's what these women need to start understanding. When you come public, you come forward and you want all this attention because you think you're going to get money, you might swing, you might miss, and you might get $0. Because the judge could say Ohio State has no responsibility to you. They're not enabling anything because the money that you're using and you're living off of is enabling the hell out of your great lifestyle. So if anything, they could say they're enabling your easy lifestyle that you have because you damn sure don't have a job. You just sit at home and work. I love to see how many hours a week she works. She's able to get this lawyer and all this stuff because of her. She says, I used all my money to pay for the divorce and everything. Okay, well, where'd you get this money from? It didn't just magically come out of nowhere. You had to be getting it from his $500,000 or $250,000 coaching salary if you've been staying at home. Well, like, where is this money magically coming from? Like, let's cut the crap. Your lawyer fronted you some money, you mean? Because she knew that you were going up against a football coach and we know what type of agenda we got going on? So it's all a joke to me. Let's get the bailing. Okay. So Baylor starts off with Abilene Christian at home. They should be able to win that game, but that's two big Texas Christian schools versus each other. Abilene is now Division I. They are no longer Division II, so... that will count as a Division I win for Baylor. Then they play UTSA at the Alamo Dome. UTSA is tough. I'm going to go with UTSA beating Baylor. And then Baylor plays Duke at home. That's a 50-50 game. Let's say that they have some improvements, and I'll say Baylor wins at home versus Duke. Baylor has Kansas at home. I say Baylor has some improvements. They beat Kansas at home. So if Baylor can go 3-1 or 4-0 throughout the beginning of the schedule, that's a big deal because after that I don't see many wins. Okay, so next they're at Oklahoma. Too tough. I don't think they win that. Then Kansas State comes into town. Bill Schneider finds a way to beat them. Then they go to Texas. Texas will win that game easily. Baylor at West Virginia. West Virginia will jump all over Baylor. Oklahoma State at Baylor. I don't know what Oklahoma State's deal is yet. But I see the Cowboys finding a way to win. Baylor at Iowa State, I don't see Baylor beating Iowa State. That's a tough one. TCU at Baylor. TCU is always tough. This is a rivalry game. But I see TCU pulling it off, and then Baylor at Texas Tech. I think if that's the last game of the season and Cliff Kingsbury is trying to get bowl eligible, he finds a way to get his team to beat Baylor, because that's usually the situation out there in Lubbock. It's usually the one last one or two games they need to get bowl eligible, and I think he finds a way to get bowl eligible, and they win. So let's jump to the next case, guys. Baylor, if they go 4-8 or if they go 3-9, that's an improvement from last year, from 1-11 or 2-10, whatever they were. I think they won one game and they went 1-11. So that would be a big deal for them if they can win four games this year. If they win five games, I think that's amazing. That's a big improvement. And then if they win five games, then next year they can look forward to getting one more and trying to get bowl eligible and get back to the Baylor that we knew when Art Briles was there coaching. They got some people coming back. They said they're changing the culture. I think the football culture has always been intact. You know, I've said this before, and I'm kind of tired of talking about it. Similar situation happened with Matt Rhule at Temple, and I don't like it because they're saying that it's okay to kick a kid off the team for doing nothing wrong. But then if one coach sticks with his players and lets the investigation stay up to the police, then that is wrong. So there's some things that administration and NCAA need to get straight and they need to work with, and things need to be realistic here. We need to be honest. Being honest about people doesn't mean you're discriminating against them or you're promoting violence against women. Being honest means that if you went to a college campus and you saw how women threw themselves at athletes and you saw the things that they did behind closed doors in the middle of the night, et cetera, willingly, having fun. And then on the other hand, the guy who sat next to them in class and would have took them out on a date and did everything right for them, how they laughed at him and played him like a sucker or like a joke, then you would feel less sorry for this whole victimhood movement. And I'm not saying that bad things don't happen to women, but like, I'm also the guy who says if some guy busts into a girl's room and he starts like grabbing her by her face and she's able to reach her gun and shoot him and kill him, I'm also that guy that says, well, she should be not even asked any questions by the police. She was in her damn room sleeping and some creep crawled on top of her. But I'm also the guy who says, if you went over somewhere willingly and you had fun, you had a good time, don't try and use victimhood to try and get your payday. And that's really what I'm tired of. I'm tired of people trying to use their meal ticket to get somewhere. Let me drag somebody through court. Let me get somebody suspended. Let me ruin somebody's life. Let me do a whole bunch of other stuff because I don't get my way. My plan didn't go through. Whereas men, our plan don't go through. We don't get to play professional ball or basketball, football. Guess what we do? We go get a construction job. We go get a teaching job. We go get a job in transportation or get a trade in plumbing or something. We go find a way to make some money to take care of our family. We don't get to just turn around and sue the university and say, well, I didn't make it to the NFL, so it's the university's fault. No, you had a chance to go to class. That's another thing with these stipends. So the stipends some of these kids get, it's almost as if they're not happy people. And I hope coaches start teaching you, like, you're going to have all the money in the world, but it doesn't make you happy. Learn how to be normal. If great things come, great things come. But learn how to be normal. Most students that go to school are paying their way. They'll be in student loan debt for the next 10 or 15 years. They'll come out. They'll make 50 grand a year. And a lot of you guys will come out and be broke straight after the NFL because you don't invest your money and you're caught up in this Instagram pop culture thought process. Meanwhile, the person who went to college with, who started off making 30 grand a year, and by the time you're done in the NFL or done trying to play in the NFL, 10, 12, 13 years later, they're making 50, 60 grand a year, and you're just trying to find a regular job because you were greedy and you were worried about what media told you about, oh, I need to get paid for playing college football. Well, you are getting paid. You're getting a free education that same people bust their butt for. And if they do pay you guys stipends every month, then use that money to start your own business and do something positive with it. Stop trying to flex on Instagram. Stop trying to have chains on all that. That's fine. I did it, but I also got my degree and understood that there's something bigger than just being Cool Daddy Willie for 2 years in your life. Have fun. If you have money, enjoy it. But remember, there's a life after football. So I hope anybody who has a young person they're mentoring or know, give them the reality of it. When you go play college football, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. When you want to just leave and go to the NFL so quick, that's fine. But you also got to remember, once the NFL is done with you, they're done with you. If your college loves you, you got 4 or 5 years of eligibility, and they'll pay for you to come back. Like, your college is something that you're loyal to your whole life, no matter what, whether you were a first-round pick or a seventh-round pick or you didn't get picked at all. Your college is loyal to you for your whole life. NFL is only loyal to you if you're a Hall of Famer on their team or if you won a Super Bowl on your team. If you didn't do one of those two, which is very rare, then you're just another guy who played in the league. So use your brain, use your mind. A lot of goofy stuff going on in the world. I really hope that we can do some things to make it better. And we'll see what happens with this Urban Meyer situation. I don't know if anybody saw Tom Herman's press conference, but they tried to give him the bait, and he just simply said, I don't comment on other programs, which I think is a joke that they would ask him that question, because every person in there knows somebody who's done something not so honorable in their life, and they didn't speak up or go to the police or come forward with it. They just sat back and said, yeah, that's the type of person so-and-so is, and that's it. And the other thing I don't like about media is their action is talking. Their action is never in their contract. They have to report anything to police or higher authority. They just get to talk and judge. They don't have to be required to give any action. So I think at some point, and I say this all the time, at some point, the stuff that the media does to you, y'all got to start doing back to them. Y'all got to start running everybody at ESPN's background check and see if anybody got arrested or assaulted or drunk driving. And if it's that many, then the damn CEO of ESPN needs to be resigned or he needs to be fired or whatever. Because I'm tired of just this one-way street silliness where only coaches and athletes have to be held to the standard. Let me give y'all an example. McLovin, some guy on the Dan Patrick show, said this a couple years ago. He said, I don't think Cam Newton handing a ball to a kid after every touchdown is genuine. Now, let me rephrase that. If Cam Newton said this, I don't think Dan Patrick and the people on his show talking about domestic violence is genuine. They're just putting on a front. If Cam Newton says that, he's suspended, he's fired, he's fined, whatever. McLovin says the stuff he says about Cam Newton, has no idea about Cam Newton, never been inside his brain, never known if since Cam Newton was a kid, he always wanted a ball, so he said if he made it, he would do that. Has no idea what Cam Newton's intention was. But he turns around and he says some crazy stuff like that. And he's able to walk scot-free, no big deal, no suspension, no punishment, no nothing. Cam Newton says something criticizing the media, he needs to be suspended, fired. Coaches, players, it doesn't make sense. The reason why you are where you are is because the fans like watching you play and interacting with you, not some dumb media members who sit around on their laptop all day and make up stuff to just keep a bunch of stuff stirred like a drama queen. This Big 12 Nation, everybody enjoy. Baylor's up, and then I'm going to go ahead and finish with West Virginia, and then hopefully we will have a fun season in Big 12 Nation. Everybody have a good one.